Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe, and you are watching
Studio Classroom. Friends, we are looking at our travel article today, and the place we're going to be talking about is special, because this is a place with choices.
Oh, this is a place with choices. We're talking about the riches of Oman. And riches here in the title is not talking necessarily about the amount of money that is there, although I'm sure there's quite a bit. But as Anne Marie said, there are a wealth of choices there, it sounds like.
Yes, there are. Sometimes when you travel to a certain location, you go there because you want to see something very specific or experience a certain type of culture. Mm-hmm. But with Oman, you don't have to choose.
You don't have to choose. In other words, you can do it all. Well, friends, let's get right into our lesson, The Riches of Oman.
The Riches of Oman. Discover a wealth of natural and cultural wonders in this Middle Eastern country. Have you ever played the conversation game, Would You Rather? In this game, someone gives you two options, and you have to pick one. For example, would you rather ride a horse or a camel? If you travel to Oman, you don't have to choose. You can do both.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 option 这个名词，意思是选择或是选项。来看例句。You always have the option to choose a different path if the first one doesn't work.如果第一条路行不通，你总是有另一条路可选。Option 的形容词是 optional， 意思是可选择的、非强制的。譬如 ，Attendance at the workshop is optional but highly recommended。这个研讨会是非强制性的，但强烈建议你参加。动词是 opt， 意思是选择或决定。譬如。Many students opt to study abroad for a semester to study in a new country. 许多学生选择到国外留学一个学期，到新的国家学习。
All right, friends, let's discover together the riches of Oman. We read here together, discover a wealth of natural and cultural wonders in this Middle Eastern country.
Let's talk about that phrase, a wealth of something. Wealth, of course, may make you think of riches or money. But this word doesn't always refer to money. A wealth of knowledge, for example, is a large amount of knowledge, because a wealth of means a large amount of something valuable.
Yes, and here in Oman, there are a wealth of choices of what you can do. We also see that word wonders in this part, friends. These are amazing or beautiful things.
That's right. The tourists admire the wonders of the desert, for example.And there are a lot of natural and cultural wonders in this Middle Eastern country. Have you ever played the conversation game, Would You Rather? Well, before we figure out a little more about what our lesson is going to say about this, let's talk about this word conversation.
Okay, conversation, of course, is a talk between two or more people. You could have a long conversation, or if you are learning language, you might practice your conversation skills.
That's right. You need to work on your writing skills, your listening skills, and of course, your conversation skills.Have you ever played this game, Would You Rather, Anne-Marie?
I have. This can be a fun game to play with friends and a lot of different people.
Yeah. Would you rather Have ice cream with a spider on top or a cockroach on top?
A spider, definitely.
Yeah, me too.
Would you rather, let's see, would you rather be a worm or a mouse?
Well, they can both get eaten, but I think a worm is more likely to get eaten, so I'd rather be a mouse.
Okay, one more. Would you rather be able to fly or breathe underwater?
Oh, I think I would rather breathe underwater. I like scuba diving. Wouldn't it be great to just stay down there forever or as long as I want? Friends, as you can see, this is a fun game to play, and it really, it doesn't take any equipment. It doesn't take a lot of preparation at all. Maybe you can play it with a friend sometime today.
So as you can see, in this game, someone gives you two options and then you have to pick one. And of course, these could be really, really ridiculous things, or they could just be two options of what you would like to do. So here's an example. Would you rather ride a horse or a camel? But if you travel to Oman, you don't have to choose. You can do both.
That's right. You can ride a horse there, and you can ride a camel as well. But if I were to answer that question, would I rather ride a horse or a camel? I think it would be unique to ride a camel. And I've ridden horses before, but horses are just such beautiful creatures, and they seem like you can have a connection with them. I think I'd still rather ride a horse.
I would too. I've ridden both, and when I rode a camel, it was pretty uncomfortable. So I would definitely pick the horse. What about you, friends? This is something you can talk about in English and think about your answer as we go to the next reading.
The riches of Oman. Desert or ocean? Located in the Middle East, Oman is home to the legendary Empty Quarter, the largest sand desert in the world, which it shares with Saudi Arabia. Here, visitors can ride camels across towering dunes, watch the sunset paint the sand gold, and gaze at the stars in a clear sky. But it is important that people avoid the summer months when temperatures can reach over 50 degrees Celsius. In contrast, the coast offers a cool escape. By day, visitors snorkeling among the colorful corals may spot turtles swimming through the water. From June to August, the sea turtles can be seen nesting on the beaches.
Towering 意思是高耸的或是耸立的，譬如 The thick smoke was towering over the buildings and trees, making the sky gray and the air hard to breathe. 浓烟在建筑物和树木上方，使得天空一片灰暗，空气变得令人窒息。它的名词是 tower， 意思呢就是塔或是高楼。譬如 The old clock tower chimes every hour in the town square.小镇广场的古老钟楼每到整点都会敲响。另外 ,cellular tower 是指行动通信基地台。例如 ,the new cellular tower improved signal strength, allowing residents to make calls without interruptions. 新建的行动通信基地台增强了讯号强度，让居民能够畅通无阻的通话。
Friends, in this section, we have our first choice of what you want to do in Oman. It says desert or ocean. Now, Gabe, before we get into our text, which one would you pick?
Oh, the ocean, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I'm much more familiar with the ocean than I am with the desert, but I still would choose the ocean because you can go swimming in the water. And in a desert, it just seems...really hot.
Yes, but I've never been to the desert before, so I think I'd
like
to go.
Sure you have. In the States, maybe? Like no?
Never. So I would definitely pick desert for this one.
Anne-Marie, when I was in Arizona and in the United States, I had a very unique experience in a desert there. We saw a dust devil going through the parking lot where we were. A dust devil, it looks like a tornado, but it's not really dangerous at all. And so I went and jumped inside the dust devil. Yeah, it was very hot experience.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's very interesting.
Yeah, but only in a desert.
Only in a desert.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's read more about these two choices. When it comes to Oman, friends, located in the Middle East, Oman is home to the legendary Empty Quarter, the largest sand desert in the world, which it shares with Saudi Arabia. Now, we see this word legendary, friends, so let's talk about it.
Legendary, this means very famous and admired. Now, if we're talking about something or someone or a place from history, then of course it has another kind of implied meaning as well, that it became famous over time and now everybody knows about it.
Yeah, here's an example. Michael Jordan is a legendary basketball player. Everybody knows about him. He is a legend. Now here we're talking about this Empty Quarter, which is legendary. This means everybody knows about it.
The largest sand desert in the world. Okay, that's not too surprising, I guess, because of where it is in the world, which it shares with Saudi Arabia. Here, visitors can ride camels across towering dunes, watch the sunset paint the sand gold. That is very beautiful writing, watching the sunset paint the sand gold. Before we continue, I want to talk about this word dune.
Okay, well, a dune is a hill of sand that's been formed by the wind.
That's right. So you could play in sand dunes or on sand dunes. I went riding on the back of my friend's dune buggy, which is a four-wheel vehicle that was invented or created for the purpose of going over things like sand dunes. It was quite fun.
All right, so we learn a little bit more about these sand dunes in this desert, but it is important that people avoid the summer months when temperatures can reach over 50 degrees Celsius. That sounds awful.
Yeah, it seems like it's needless to say. I mean, you can imagine a desert is especially hot in the summer. Just don't even do that. Wow, okay. In contrast, the coast offers a cool escape. By day, visitors snorkeling among the colorful corals may spot turtles swimming through the water. This just sounds so pleasant. I love being in the water.
I see why you said that a minute ago, right after I heard that 50 degrees Celsius. But let's take a look at a few of the things here in this next sentence, friends. We see that term by day. This just means during the daytime. For example, by day, the beach is crowded with people.
And by contrast, you can also say by night. So by night, and then something that happens only at night, or something that you can see only at night. Now, we just use those two. We don't say by noon or by evening. We just say by day, this is what you can do, or by night, this is what you can do.
Exactly. Now, what we see here, what you can do by day is snorkeling. What is snorkeling? Well, this is swimming with a mask and tube in order to see underwater.
That's right. I love snorkeling. One time I went to some islands just near Indonesia, and I was snorkeling for 1 minute when I was swimming next to a huge sea turtle.
That's amazing.
Just 1 minute. And, you know, later I went to a dive shop and they said, oh, well, you know, you have to go diving if you want to see some really cool creatures like sea turtles. I was like, no, actually not. You can just
you
go snorkeling.
You already saw one.
You can just go snorkeling.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, well, snorkeling is a lot of fun. This is something that you can do here. And we see another word that's related to snorkeling. This is corals. These are hard sea animals that form coral reefs.
That's right. For example, the corals in the ocean are full of life. There was one time I was traveling and I was snorkeling, and then I stood up on a piece of coral, and someone from the boat nearby said, hey, get off our corals, because it may just feel like stones in the water, but that's actually a living organism.
And you have to be really careful too, because even if you bump up against corals, they can scratch you pretty badly because they are so hard and rough. But we do see something else about sea turtles here, friends. From June to August, sea turtles can be seen nesting on the beaches. Sounds like a great place to go.
And sounds like a great time to go to today's deep dive.
Deep Dive!
Hi friends! Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Something in the sand. When I was little, I spent 3 hours building a sand castle. It had towers, a moat, even a tiny seashell drawbridge.
Then my cousin stepped on it. My time as the king didn't last very long. Let's talk about sand. First, the classic, a sand castle. It's a fun but fragile structure you build at the beach, often destroyed by waves, wind, or cousins. We built a sand castle that lasted 5 glorious minutes. Next up, sand storm. That's when strong winds pick up sand and blast it everywhere. We got caught in a sandstorm and couldn't see a thing. Basically, nature's way of exfoliating your entire face. Now for some phrases. Bury your head in the sand means to ignore a problem and hope it goes away. He buried his head in the sand instead of doing his homework. And drawing a line in the sand. That means setting a clear boundary. She drew a line in the sand. No more group projects with slackers, that is, lazy people. So whether it's castles, storms, or stubborn metaphors, sand doesn't stay still for long. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Riches of Oman. Modern or ancient? Any of Oman's legendary forts provide a perfect setting to learn more about Oman's history. Only 2 hours from the capital, Muscat, Nizwa Fort has been standing since the 1600s. Those preferring modern architecture can admire the modern buildings that dot the capital city.
The children built a fort out of blankets and pillows in the living room. 孩子们在客厅用毯子和枕头搭建了一座堡垒。动词 fortify 是加强或是巩固的意思。例如 ,they fortified the city walls to prepare for the incoming flood. 他们巩固了城墙为即将到来的洪水做准备。跟 fort 意思相同的另一个字是 fortress。但是 fortress 的规模比较大，结构也比较复杂。我们来看例句。The fortress stood tall on the hill, protecting the village from invading armies. 这座堡垒矗立在山丘上，守护着村庄免遭入侵军队的攻击。今天的 Language Lab 就到这里咯。I'll see you next time.
All right, friends, we're starting our next section here where we have another choice, modern.Or ancient.
That's right. What comes to your mind when you think of modern or ancient? Modern is, of course, is what's happening right now and the things that were built pretty recently or created recently. But of course, ancient has to do with things that were from a long, long, long time ago.
All right. Well, we read here, any of Oman's legendary forts provide a perfect setting to learn more about the history. Now, we see this word setting here, friends. This is the place where something happens.
That's right. The mountains were the setting of the story, for example. Actually, when it comes to stories, there are a few elements to every story, like a plot and the characters, and another element is the setting, that is where and when it takes place.
Now, this is a great setting to learn about history in a fort. A fort is used to defend a place, and I found a lot of times when you can visit a fort in a country, it's usually because they've been turned into some type of museum or a place where you can see how things used to be.
That's right. Like, it has a new purpose now, but they didn't destroy everything, or they tried to keep everything as much as possible. Well, friends, we want to continue here. Only 2 hours from the capital, Muscat, Nizwa Fort has been standing since the 1600s. And I love visiting places like this just because, you know, I'm so used to urban life or city life. Mm-hmm. And so actually getting out into a place that's like that many hundreds of years old, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it sounds like you really would enjoy the ancient part of this trip. But here's a little bit more about the modern part. Those preferring modern architecture can admire the modern buildings that dot the capital city. So we see here modern architecture. This is new and stylish building design.
For example, Dubai is known for its modern architecture. Well, friends, we see something else here. The use of that word dot. Here it's a verb. This is to spread many small things over an area, or they're already there, and so from above, it looks like they are kind of spread out like little dots.
Yeah, because a dot is a small circle or sometimes a small mark that you've made with some type of writing utensil like a pen. You could make a dot, but if something is dotted, it looks like a dot.
Do you like wearing clothes with dots, Anne-Marie?
Not really. I do once in a while, but not very often.
Yeah, actually here in Studio Classroom, we're highly discouraged from wearing things with small things like that, like dots or like really thin stripes because of the way it'll appear on TV.
That's right. Okay, so we see here that these modern buildings are dotted around the capital city. So you get the idea that the capital city is very spread out, but every once in a while, you'll see one of these modern buildings.
Okay, so we've played Would You Rather a couple of times today, talking about would you rather ride a horse or a camel? Would you rather visit the desert or the ocean? Or would you rather visit modern or ancient things? And I believe that's not all. The next part of our lesson, we have some more would you rather questions.
We definitely do. So make sure that you come back tomorrow for that, friends. For now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要介绍 would rather 的用法。Would rather 表示宁可、宁愿，后面接动词原形。常见的用法有两种，一是 would rather 什么 or 什么，常用于问句，表示你想要点点点还是点点点，用来询问偏好。第二种是 would rather 什么 than 什么什么，表示宁可做 A 而不是做 B， 用来陈述选择。两者后面都是接动词原形。我们来看一个例句。 I would rather stay at home tonight than go out to watch a movie. 今晚我宁愿待在家里，也不愿出去看电影。
All right, friends, today we have many different choices to play would you rather with in our article. So let's play one more time, okay, Gabe?
Okay.
So first we had, would you rather ride a horse or a camel? Mm-hmm. Has your answer changed? Would you still say horse?
Well, it's like 50-50 for me because I really would like the experience of riding a camel, even though you said it's not very pleasant.
I'm going to change my answer to camel.
Really?
Because of the next question, would you rather visit the desert or the ocean? I'm going to pick desert, and I think I would need to ride a camel to visit the desert.
Yeah, or at least it would make the desert experience that much more interesting and fun, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Okay. What about you?
I still love swimming so much. I would just go to the ocean almost every time. Would you rather visit the modern things in the city or kind of the ancient ones?
I think because I live in a very modern city, I would rather see the ancient architecture to learn a little bit more about the history.
That's right. You know, just reading this lesson reminded me of my trip to India where I visited one of the most famous buildings in the world, the Taj Mahal. Speaking of buildings that were made a long time ago, that is magnificent.
Definitely. Now, friends, it's time for you to make some choices. What would you rather do? You'll have more choices tomorrow, so make sure you join us for that. That's all the time we have for right now. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.